Race Matters. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. AM 790 Talk and Business and Navigant Credit Union presents Service Matters with your hosts, Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Join them this hour to talk about local, regional, and global service and the great work performed by service organizations throughout Southern New England. They'll feature guests from Scouts to Lions to church groups to veterans and more. If you're interested in giving back, paying it forward, or meeting folks who do, you've come to the right place. Service Matters, brought to you by Navigant Credit Union, celebrating a century, looking forward to the next 100. Now, here's your hosts, Rotarians Dave Clifton and Rona Mann.
Good afternoon and welcome once again to another edition of Service Matters. Yes, we're live here on AM 790 WPRV. I'm Dave Clifton.
I'm Rona Mann. Happy New Year, Dave.
Yes, and likewise to you. We right now are preparing for some heavy rain outside. I know it's about 55 degrees outside of our studios here in East Providence. And right now we're excited about today's show because we're going to be talking about creative abilities of adult artists with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And I think that the folks that join us here in the studio, we have Sid Rosen, a supporter of the Flying Shuttle Studio over there in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. We also have Ann Telfer. She handles public relations. She's the marketing manager with ARC of Blackstone Valley. They are the principal service organization. And Rona, I know that a lot of things are happening this week, and not only are we getting some heavy rains and maybe some flooding scenarios,
Some black ice.
We also know that the Patriots are playing tomorrow evening.
Oh, are they?
We hope they don't have to wear skates in order to get around the football field.
It's going to be cold for those people that are watching the game in at Gillette. Very cold.
We are here at AM 790 WPRV. We are indeed a Cumulus station. And today We would like to be able to spread the good news, and that really is what Service Matters is all about. We talk about the positive things. We ship the negative things that people want to say over to another station. The fact is we want to keep it positive. And, Rona, we're happy today. I know we have my good friend here, Sid Rosen. Sid, I know you've been hopping around a lot. I know you originally came from Sharon, Massachusetts. I know your heart is still there, but you seem to be able to find places that could use help and support, and you find places where lots of positive things are happening. And I know that you brought to my attention the Flying Shuttle Studio, and they received the Best of Rhode Island Award. But how did you run into this studio in Pawtucket?
This past November at the Fine Furnishing Show in Pawtucket, I happened to go by a booth at which one of the people who works at Flying Shuttles was there with one of the very talented artists. And I had seen them a year before, I forgot to stop there on my way out, and I wasn't going to make the same mistake this time. So I went up and I handed over my credit card and I said, I want to make a donation. And to the gentleman who was one of the artists, I asked him if I could buy a couple of his paintings. And as we were talking about earlier, I was deeply touched that the woman I gave my credit card to actually got tears in her eyes because I was making a donation. And the artist was so excited when I asked him if I could buy two of his paintings that it was an incredibly wonderful emotional experience for me. And I was invited to come down to their open house on December 7th. And when I walked into the studio and I saw all the artists, I realized I had had 6 years of experience for being in the studio, in that my father, when he was in a nursing home, was on the dementia ward of the nursing home. And I realized that taking the time to say hello to people on the floor meant a big deal to them. So what I proceeded to do was to meet every one of the artists, buy something that they had created, and the thing that made me the most popular visitor in a long time was I happened to have with me a whole bunch of chocolate Santa lollipops.
Which you forgot today, didn't
today.
You, Sid?
They're in the car. I'm sorry, you know, after the show.
Go get them, Sid.
Whatever you need.
And some of our best guests that we've had here in the studio have been the Girl Scouts of America. Do you know why? They brought their cookies with them, and I had a ball while Rona asked the questions. Go ahead, Sid.
So then I realized that this was something, I have a serious volunteer resume, and that this was something I could really sink my teeth into, both from a financial aspect and because I'm a very creative guy with a lot of ideas to enhance the situation there. And so I went down back again at Christmas time to their little Christmas party. And I was helping them play bingo, and I had brought 21 packages filled with art pictures and art magazines that I've collected over the years. And I handed out one to everybody there. And again, there happened to be chocolate in each of the bags. And within 1 month, I have absolutely fallen in love with these people, what they do, who they are, and I'm looking forward to spending a lot of time visiting and helping out in whatever capacity.
You know, Sid, I'm very taken by something you said a couple of paragraphs ago. You said, I have a serious volunteer resume. I don't think I've ever heard anyone use that term.
A lot of the things that I've done in my life was because in 1980, I met a guy named Dave Clifton, and I said to him, I was trying to register my son for third grade basketball, and I had no clue about what was involved. And I said to him, I've never coached basketball before, but can I be of assistance? And I didn't know at the time that Dave Clifton, who was recreation director in the town of Sharon, somehow found a way to get every person in the town of Sharon to volunteer, to be on some committee for some activity. He was a master of doing that. So
I did miss a couple of people, though. But I did want to say that Sid not only is an active volunteer, he's a guy who cares, he's a guy who shares. But let's talk with Ann Telfer, who also joins us today. She is the Director of Public Relations. She is the Manager of Marketing and Development. She represents the ARC of Blackstone Valley. And I know that they have a little slogan, live, learn, work, and of course, play.
Tell us about the ARC. What exactly is the ARC of Blackstone Valley?
So the ARC of Blackstone Valley is the principal service agency in the Blackstone Valley area, supporting individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We are very much into supporting individuals in their employment and securing the opportunity to choose and where and how they live and work and socialize. So we have a broad range of programs. We were founded in 1955, just 2 years after the National Association, the ARC of USA was founded. And like most ARCs across the country, actually there are 700 state and local chapters. They're pretty much were founded by parents. Parents who needed resources and services for their children with disabilities. And if you remember in the 50s, pretty much children were in playgroups, maybe in the basement of a church. But it was pre the most important legislative activity that I think of, which is the Education for All Handicapped Children Act, which is PL 94-142, which opened public education up to children with disabilities.
Is this a place where the people come every day, or they come in and out as they wish?
All of the above. So we have center-based programs. We have, I'm very excited about our computer resource center. It's brand new. Wrote some grants to support technology. That place helps individuals plan and plan for jobs, employment in the community, using a computer, online job applications, doing their resume, using YouTube. So that's one piece of what we do. We also have a care program, which is for older individuals. And then we have about five businesses, one of which is Flying Shuttles.
Why don't you tell us something about that special award? I know it sent the artist flying high, and I'm talking about the Flying Shuttles Art Studio. They're located on Main Street in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Sid Rosen talked briefly about how he ran into that studio and got himself involved and gets a lot of personal satisfaction from helping people. Tell us about it, if you would.
Yeah. So Flying Shuttles actually was started in 1984. It's a fabulous, colorful studio. We have a lot of looms. We have weavy looms that are handy or wheelchair accessible. We have painting. We have jewelry making. It's really a lively, bustling place. The directors are really proponents that all of our folks are artists first, that their work is able to be in top-notch exhibitions across the state.
Are there instructors? So if someone comes in who is not yet an artist and wants to be and wants to learn, they can help them?
Absolutely. Both the program director and the assistant director are themselves artists, so they have a lot of training and technique in the whole field of art. All of our artists go to the library or go to a wide variety of places to study art or think about what they might want to do. And then even there are marketing classes to teach individuals how to promote themselves in the public. So it's really a fabulous, active art studio.
I think of the program as artistic talent for those with challenges. They must get a lot of personal satisfaction from participating and doing artwork and seeing it come out the right way and getting people to compliment them.
Absolutely. They're very proud.
That's worth $1 million.
It is. It's really
And I know that, Sid, you are a supporter. You have actually spent the time, as I said earlier, you like to share, you do care, and you're very generous, not just with your time, but with your funds.
Well, I wanna add a story about the unbelievable quality of the art that these artists do.
Can I ask you to hold off on that story? We need
that.
To take a quick break. We're going to come back and continue to talk with Sid Rosen and Ann Sexton Telfer. Ron and I will be back. Stay with us, folks. You're listening to Service Matters here on AM 790 WPRV. Take it away.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbor and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbor and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and
when you're addicted to alcohol or drugs, it's easier to admit that you don't have a problem than to admit your life is out of control. AdCare Rhode Island can help. AdCare Rhode Island, formerly Star, is located when you're addicted to alcohol or drugs, and for nearly 40 years, AdCare has helped individuals overcome your life is addiction one day at a time. AdCare Rhode Island can call 1-800-RI-SOBER. That's 1-800-747-6233.
Sponsored by Page Publishing. Have you written a book? Learn how to get it published and potentially sold online and at bookstores. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit. 800-470-4833.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Rhode Island Army National Guard. Aired by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association and this station.
When you're addicted to alcohol or drugs, it's easier to admit that you don't have a problem than to admit your life is out of control. AdCare Rhode Island can help. AdCare Rhode Island, formerly Star, is located off Route 1 in North Kingstown. And for nearly 40 years, AdCare has helped individuals overcome the disease of addiction one day at a time. Get help today. Call 1-800-RI-SOBER. That's 1-800-747-6237 or visit adcare.com.
Have you been ignoring your most important financial goals? If so, you're not alone. 78 million baby boomers are approaching retirement only to discover that they're totally unprepared. How much money will I need to support the lifestyle I was hoping for? And can I turn my hard-earned savings into reliable income? The answers to these questions are different for everyone, and you should consider working with a trusted advisor to help you find your solution. At the SOA Financial Group, we help our clients develop unique strategies that will help them meet their unique challenges. I'm Don SOA, the host of Money Talk, the state's longest-running financial talk show. If you want to take control of your financial life, call the SOA Financial Group at 401-434-8090 for a free consultation. That's 401-434-8090. And tune in weeknights at 5 p.m. for Money Talk on AM 790. SOA Financial Group is located at 14 Breakneck Hill Road in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Securities offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Advisory services offered through SOA Financial Group are separate and unrelated to Commonwealth.
Each day, more than 30 women in the United States are diagnosed with cervical cancer. That's more than 12,000 new cases per year. I'm Susan Crosby, president of Women in Government. And on behalf of Women in Government, an organization of state policymakers, I challenge you to join the fight to eliminate cervical cancer. Despite tremendous progress, we need to do more to ensure that all women have access to the best cervical cancer screening and prevention technologies. Cervical cancer is caused by the human papillomavirus, or HPV, but it can be prevented with HPV vaccines, Pap tests, and HPV tests. Early diagnosis leads to expanded treatment options and higher survival rates. Speak with your doctor or nurse about how you can best protect yourself. To learn more about Challenge to Eliminate Cervical Cancer campaign, please visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
I was recently laid off. Bills started to pile up and we had to make a tough choice. Heat or eat?
For years, the Good Neighbor Energy Fund has responded by providing energy assistance to local households.
Thanks to the fund, my family got through a tough time.
If your household is having trouble paying the heating bills, please contact a CAP agency, call United Way 211, or visit RhodeIslandGoodNeighbor.org. Ad sponsored by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
790 is your home for I Miss in the Morning, Yankees baseball, and great local and national talk. Check out the podcasts of your favorite AM 790 shows at 790business.com. I Miss in the Morning, Yankees baseball, and great local and national talk.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Tune in every Saturday to AM 790 from 10 a.m. to noon for the Rick Edelman Show. For more information, visit ricedelman.com.
Now back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Yes, and welcome back to Service Matters. Today we're talking about artistic talent for those with challenges and how gratifying it is to hear about the programs that are being discussed. I know we have two guests in the studio, and we have also the Arc of Blackstone Valley. They're celebrating over 63 years of service, and they are very much involved in the creative abilities of adult artists, and they are artists with intellectual and developmental disabilities. One of the greatest things that happened to me over the years was to see the American Disabilities Act approved, and I've seen a lot of things happening, changes here in the Northeast, and I was honored to have been able to serve on the Commission on Disabilities in my community.
I would like to go back to Sid Rosen.
Yeah, we had cut him off for the commercial. Go ahead, Sid.
Just for a minute. Well, before you tell your story that you had, I think the story you told us off the air is even more interesting. Because so many people wonder, well, how do you get involved in volunteerism? Why don't you just tell us very briefly, tell our audience how you got involved, that golden handshake that you so happily welcomed?
Well, I learned about volunteering from my father, and I'll tell a cute story that I think your audience will appreciate. The very first activity I got involved with was my father was one of several people in the neighborhood that built a chamber of horrors for the kids at the elementary school at Halloween. And he said to me, would you like to help? And I think I was 12 or 13 years old at the time, and I had two younger sisters in the school. And so I'm helping them set this up, and it dawned on me that my pain-in-the-ass sisters, if I could say that, would be coming through this chamber of horrors, and if I had a squirt gun, I could get both of them, and they wouldn't know what was going on.
Yeah, we did block off one word. We blocked off the word pain.
Apologize.
We blocked off the word pain.
So anyway, that made Halloween my favorite holiday every year. And then we fast forward to my meeting Dave and getting involved in basketball. And from that, I learned the joy of working with kids and volunteering. And from that, I've done 10 years as a big brother. I've done 10 years working the Channel 2 auction, 20 years doing youth sports in the town of Sharon. And my number one priority is the Pan Mass Challenge, which is a bike ride that takes place in Massachusetts the first weekend in August.
Terrific fundraiser.
It is the largest single fundraiser for cancer research for Dana-Farber. Last year, they raised close to $50 million, and over the course of the 30 years they've been doing this ride,
they have raised
$500 million
Unbelievable.
For cancer research.
Sid, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought. We do have a call on the line. His name is Mr. Tim Draper. We wish him a happy new year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Tim.
Tim is the VP of Marketing at the Navigant Credit Union, and we, of course, thank Navigant for being our sponsor here for our positive show called Service Matters. What's happening at Navigant, Tim?
Did you open any new branches in the last 10 minutes?
Well, it's funny that you should ask that, Rona, because, yes, that's one of the messages that I had for today, is that as of Tuesday next week, our new branch at 172 Main Street in Wakefield will officially be a Navigant Credit Union branch.
Formerly Coastway Credit Union,
nope,
correct?
Nope, formerly Chartway.
Chartway.
Yep, yeah, don't get my friends at Coastway will be really mad.
Okay.
It is actually a former Chartway Federal Credit Union branch, soon to be, as of Tuesday, a Navigant Credit Union branch. So pretty excited about that.
Congratulations.
It's our first trip into Narragansett, and we're hoping to earn the business of everybody that was a Chartway member, and of course, expand it and earn the business of some new friends. So that's what our goal is going to be for the rest of the year. Do a really good job at introducing the Navigant Credit Union brand to the South County market area.
Tim, I wanted to express my condolences to you as well as your club, and of course to Ann Brown. I know that we recently lost Norm Sauté, a very active Rotarian with the Rotary Club of Cumberland Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Certainly my condolences to all the members of your club. Norm was also a very generous volunteer, a very active Rotarian, and has done many things for many people over the years. And Ann Brown, I know that may possibly that you're listening. We send our condolences to you. And we thank Norm Sauté. We know he's moving on to a brighter area. We want him to know that we appreciate all the things that he has done. And I know that maybe you have a comment you'd like to make, Tim.
Yeah, you know what? Norm was just one of those once-in-a-generation characters who was a gentleman, a philanthropist, a dad, a friend. He was all those things that you really aspire to as a person. And, you know, we know that when he found Ann and Ann found him, they made quite a team. And
yeah,
certainly in Rotary
did.
Circles, they were a formidable pair.
And I remember, Tim, serving as the district governor of Rotary, that many times Norm has said to me, what do you need, Dave?
Yeah, he was a what do you need guy. There was no doubt about it. What can we do to make things better for others?
As a matter
and that's what your show really is all about. It's what Norm's life was all about. What can I do to make somebody else's life better?
And I have a guy sitting with us today. His name is Sid Rosen. He also is from southeastern Massachusetts. He's one of those guys as well, Tim.
Yep.
What can I do to help? And he certainly is very generous with his time, his volunteer work, and, of course, his funds. We also have with us Ann Telfer. Ann knows your boss pretty well. She's a member of the Rotary Club of Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yep. Yep.
So she's very familiar with Mr. Furtado.
Yes. Yes, he's wonderful.
Yeah, another one of those guys.
Great
who,
leader.
What can I do to help?
Yep.
Yeah, so well, it's you know, Dave, we've said it 1,000 times, and every time I call your show, you and Rona, it's all, I can't tell you how important service is to the community at large, for self-worth, I think, sometimes. It makes you feel good to do something for others.
And you get more out of it than what you put in. And
exactly.
People,
more out of it than what you put in,
people
no
need
doubt.
To understand that.
That's Mr. Volunteer, by the way, Tim. That's Sid Rosen who's jumping in here.
That's all right, Sid. It's you do that at your pleasure. That's perfectly fine. This show's all about service and you know, Navigant Credit Union's all about service, and so the two fit together nicely. And I wish everybody, on behalf of the credit union and from Gary, a real happy new year, healthy and safe one.
Same right back to you, and yep. We'll talk to you next week, right, Tim?
You got it.
All right, have a good one, and congratulations on the Wakefield branch.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank
Take
you
care.
For have calling in, Tim. That's Tim Draper, the Vice President of Marketing at the Credit Union, the Navigant Credit Union, and of course, he's kind of a special guy, works hard as a Rotarian. Rotary's motto, as we all know, is service above self. And we got two people here who believe in that motto and that mission, which is to do good in the community and to reach beyond to do good in the world like we do with the eradication of polio.
Let's get back to Ann Telfer. I'd like to talk more about the arc of Blackstone Valley. We got a brand new year here. What's coming up for the arc?
Well, we have lots of activities. We have in the spring, we'll do an awards ceremony where we acknowledge longevity in the agency and give out community service awards and all kinds of awards in the future. Then we have several businesses that will be doing more stuff, including flying shuttles. We'll probably initiate a broad-based schedule of exhibitions, starting with the very special arts at the State House in the EK.
Let's give some contact information, because there may be people out there, and we're going to ask Sid the same thing for flying shuttles, but give us some contact information if people want to get involved, if they have people in their family or friends that they want to bring to you to take advantage of your services.
Sure.
Or if they want to make a donation.
Right. So there are two ways. One would be our website, which you can easily Google. If you Google the ARC ARC at Blackstone Valley. You should be able to pull us up. Otherwise, it's www.bvcriarc.org.
Oh, my God. That's whole thing.
You might want to repeat that.
Okay. About 11 times.
Okay.
So, it's hard to write it down while you're driving.
Right. Okay. So it's, again, just Googling the ARC of Blackstone Valley should get you there. But otherwise, www.b as in boy, V as in Victor, CRIARC.org. How's that?
Okay.
Okay.
I think the two people that pulled over will be able to get that down, no problem.
Oh, I can give them my cell phone.
Well, they can also just Google ARC of Blackstone Valley.
That's really the easiest.
That would be the easiest. Yeah,
just a reminder out there, folks, if you'd like to give us a call here and join in the conversation, our telephone number, 437-5000, or if you're calling outside of the Ocean State, give us a jingle here at 1-888-345-0790. And again, we're talking today about artistic talent for those with challenges.
Sid and Rosen, tell people out there how they can make a donation to Flying Shuttles.
Well, there are two things I would like to emphasize. I think the most important one would be for people in Rhode Island to stop by and visit at 250 Main Street in Pawtucket. They will be overwhelmed by the quality of the art that these artists do.
And it's all kinds of art, right, Sid?
The one story I was going to tell earlier was when I was there buying some of the art, one of the artists had done a painting of one of Van Gogh's most famous paintings. And I knew the painting. I had seen the real original painting. I was stunned at the quality of that piece of art, and I had them immediately take it off the shelf and put it in my little bin of goodies. And
now we got two museums. You can go to Main Street in Pawtucket, or you can go to your home, and I'm sure you'll have some chocolate lollipop.
Just so everybody knows, I do not have the stolen Isabel Gardner Stewart Museum paintings on my wall.
Well, you also told us during one of the breaks that you now live in a condo that's 1,250 square feet. Where do you put it all?
As I said to my youngest son, who's the executor of my estate, I said, Peter, when God makes the next painting known to me, I will find a space. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
So if there's a will, there's a way.
Absolutely.
What is coming up for Flying Shuttles for 2018?
You would have to ask Ann about that. I plan to be of service in whatever capacity I can be.
I'm going to ask Ann because I am a yogi. I practice yoga 5 times a week. I'm very into it. And before we went on the air, she told us the most wonderful story, and I'd like you to tell our audience.
Well, for years, we've interacted with Shri Studio in Pawtucket and Allison Bologna especially. But what I'm really excited—
I'm going to interrupt you just for a moment. I'm sure people out there know Allison is the morning anchor woman on WJAR Channel 10 and has been into yoga for a very long time.
Very long time. And she's been working on community outreach classes, many of which are adapted for special needs or different audiences. So she has developed a whole curriculum. And I'm very excited that one of our Flying Shuttles artists has now been certified to instruct yoga through the outreach program. And I had the great opportunity to talk with him and actually watch him teach a class. And it's just very exciting. And we do yoga every 2 weeks, both at Shri Studio in Pawtucket on West Exchange, and we also have a yoga class for older individuals at Independence Square Foundation. So we're into
all
yoga.
Levels.
Yeah, they're pretty. They're really adapted for a wide variety of skills. We do chair work, we do mat work. Sometimes we stand, but it's basically, you know, based on a curriculum that Allison has been great in developing. And we have an instructor within our program, which is very exciting.
You know, I got to tell you, a program that you might be reminded of the story, Sid, but I was doing a basketball program for young people who were mentally and physically challenged. And there was one boy who really didn't want to go into the game. And he finally agreed one particular game to go in, and he took the ball and he kicked it, and the ball went in the basket, and the place went crazy. And you think we gave this kid $1 million, and somebody upstairs decided that that ball should go in. And I'll tell you something, he remembers it, he gets lots of personal satisfaction from talking about it, and it made him feel good. And I think that's what this is all about. You want to do what you can to give back, to help others out. And we're all human.
And also that there are no boundaries or borders, that you can do anything. There's a way.
Yep. That's our motto.
And if people out there want to donate their time or be volunteers, you can contact these agencies that we're talking about today. Or you can go to your local Commission on Disabilities in any town or city, not just in Rhode Island, but Connecticut as well as Massachusetts, and let them know that you'd like to volunteer your time, and certainly you'll feel good about it. Not only are you giving back to your community, but you're giving back to people who really could use the help and support.
Before we go on, I want to tell everyone that Sid and Ann and Dave and Rona are all using the official pen of Service Matters, provided to us by Len Sermonti of Payden Associates in East Greenwich. You want to call Len and Payden for any kind of advertising specialty, anything for your branding, your networking. He is absolutely wonderful, and he was great to give us these pens. And this might even be the official pen of the Olympics. Take it away, Dave.
I would like to certainly thank Maya. She has been very special. She's our producer. She's the one that handles the calls, handles all the things that need to be done
and
behind the glass window. All we have to do is talk on the mic.
She's smiling, too.
Well, she ended the year 2017 with a smile and opened up with another smile. But I know that we're looking forward to future shows. And for folks out there, if you're interested in being on the air with us, you can either call up and enjoy and participate in the conversation, or maybe you'd like to bring your group to the show. Give us a call here at 437-5000. We'd be happy to chat with you.
Just don't bring the whole group. We got a real small studio. But yes, we would like to hear from you, and we would be very happy to talk to any nonprofit service organization, and let us give you some publicity.
We've had the mayor on the air with us. We've had Ken Bell when he retired, a sports broadcaster here in Rhode Island. We've had the president of Rotary International. We've had lots of people over the years.
We've had veterans and scouts and churches and synagogues and just about every kind of nonprofit you can think of.
We've even had a chorus from some of the schools in the area that filled the studio out. I had to step outside the studio. There was no room for me.
No, not we actually had 13 people in here. It is time to take a break. You are listening to Service Matters on 790 WPRV. Come back.
Sponsored by Tax Doctor. Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Call the Tax Doctor to settle tax debt for less. 800-542-9112. 800-542-9112.
2018 is not just a new year. It's also an opportunity to grow your business with top talent. But how do you find it? ZipRecruiter. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're sick and wonder if antibiotics can help. Antibiotics can help, but they're not right for every situation. Consumer Reports and the Choosing Wisely campaign suggest asking your doctor a few key questions like, do I really need antibiotics? Antibiotics don't fight viruses like the common cold or sinus infection. Or are there simpler, safer options? Sometimes all you need is rest and plenty of liquids. For other important questions to ask about antibiotics, go to consumerhealthchoices.org/antibiotics.
Sponsored by the Rhode Island Department of Health and the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
Gets it to Wakoli. Oak, two on the shot clock. He's going to have to fire it inside.
This is Mike Martin, Brown Bears men's basketball coach in class of 2004. I would like to invite you all to the Pizzitola Center this season to see our exciting young team compete against our Ivy League rivals. Join us as we take on Yale in a doubleheader on Friday, January 19th, tipping off at 5:30.
And the Bears win it!
Brown versus Yale is presented by Navigant Credit Union. Visit brownbears.com for game and ticket information.
Now back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Yes, I like that music. It gets me all fired up. Dave Clifton here along with Rona Mann, two special guests in our studio, and we're happy, so happy to be able to talk about artistic talent for those with challenges. And I know that it's a show that is going by very fast. We're down now to our final 7 or 8 minutes. And I know that we want to give our guests an opportunity to bring some things up that we may not have covered. And I think what we will do right now, Ann, is start with you.
Okay, great. Thank you. So along with Flying Shuttle's Art and Weaving Studio, I just wanted to mention that we have Blackstone Valley Landscaping, which is a pretty hands-on landscaping program. We teach, we train, and we have contracts all over the state. We also have a sort recycling program. And then at Daggett Farm and Greenhouse in Slater Park, we have a horticultural therapy program, which has been very successful. And then last but not least is a great resale shop, new to you, on Armistice Boulevard in Newport. It's
wonderful.
Oh, and wonderful.
People do love the resale shops.
Yep, yep.
So if somebody around the state is interested in hiring your people for landscaping, again, give that ridiculously complicated web address or tell us how to Google.
Yeah. Just Google the Arc of Blackstone Valley. You'll hit a tab, says businesses, drop down menu, and it pops right up.
And keep up the good work with the Rotary Club of Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Thank you.
You know, we had a president that of Rotary International that came from your club. Certainly that's not new news to you.
Right.
Give my regards to my good friend Bill Hunt as well.
Oh, I definitely will. Yes.
Sid, what would you like to remind us about?
Well, I mentioned earlier how I would like to see people come to the studio, meet the artists. I think you will be fascinated by the quality and quantity of art that you see there, as well as a lot of greeting cards and things like that, and that would be wonderful. And the other thing is, I think this year, because of the new tax bill, it's going to be difficult to get as many charitable contributions in as in the past. So what I would like to ask is if we've moved you in any way, shape, or form during this hour-long talk, I would love if you could send a check payable to the Arc of Blackstone Valley, 500 Prospect Street in Pawtucket, 02860, and on the comment line, if you would put Flying Shuttles Studios, that will direct those funds to help the studio, help get supplies for these people, help pay for the studio itself, and all the other costs associated with running this program. Because once you meet these people, I'm going to tell you, they're a so special group of people, and you will forever want to assist them.
And people who wish to make that donation, when you make out that check to the Arc of Blackstone Valley, that's ARC, not like what's going on outside here with Noah's Ark. We're talking about ARC.
And if you need to get some questions answered, feel free to call their telephone number, and I'll repeat that a couple of times, 401-727-0150. That number again, 401-727-0150, and that's the Arc of Blackstone Valley. And as Sid mentioned, they're at Prospect Street, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, 02860. That's 500 Prospect Street.
Sid, do they actually do the art right at that location, or do they work at home
too? Every one of the artists has their own personal station where...
Their own little studio right there.
They're painting, they're making rugs, they're doing needlepoint. There is one person I met who makes things like babies' caps and other things for babies. It is extraordinary the range of creativity that exists amongst those people.
Marvelous. Well, it has really been a pleasure to have both of you here today. Dave, do you have any final comments? Because I'm going to tell you what we have for next week, if you'd like to know.
Well, I do want to find out what we'll be featuring next week. But I'd like to throw a little plug in there for Rotary International, especially the foundation. We're trying to get closer and closer to eradicating polio in the world. We're down to a couple of countries. We have about 12 new cases that have been reported. The numbers are way down during the past year. And we're almost 99% of the way to the finish line. Can you imagine Rotary International, Rotary clubs around the world, 1.2 million of us represented in over 200 countries. That's 35,000 Rotary clubs working together with Bill Gates Jr. to eradicate polio in the world. And a big thank you to the sponsors, the World Health Organization, UNICEF, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, all participating to make this happen. This will be a miracle. So we got about 5 minutes remaining, and let's talk about our show for next week before we do our closing.
Okay, I think I'm going to tease you first. I don't know if you'll remember the name Ginger Lalo, but Ginger has been here twice. This will be her third time. She is the Director of Development. She is going to bring with her Pam Hyland, who's the CEO. And I'm almost tempted to make you sweat, but you mentioned it earlier. They are with the Southeastern Council of Girl Scouts. It's that time of year again, which means next week I'll be doing the show. I'll be doing the intelligence stuff, and you'll just hear cellophane ripping and chewing. And
Dave and
I
will be eating cookies.
And oh, you're coming back, Sid.
And if any of the Girl Scouts out there are listening, you're coming in, I want the chocolate-covered cookies.
Oh, the mints, the chocolate mints. Well, they're always good. They always bring us quite an assortment. But the other thing that they do when they're here, Girl Scouts is a lot more than just cookies. You know, people associate them with this time of year and the cookies. But they do so much for forming young women, good, solid young women, and giving them a great base and giving them all the positive stuff, which is what Service Matters is about.
I certainly had the opportunity to watch the Academy Awards. Were you impressed by the speaker?
You didn't watch the Academy
Not
Awards.
Not the Global
the
Awards.
Globes.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Was I impressed? I do not watch award shows at all. I don't want the political. I don't want to be talked at. What I heard of the speaker was quite good. Not presidential material at all.
Well, that's your personal opinion.
That's right.
Sometimes we may disagree. But we're down to the final 3 minutes, and I would like to certainly thank our guests that join us today. Sid Rosen, a strong supporter of the Flying Shuttle Studio in Pawtucket. Big thank you to you, Ann Telfer, the marketing manager with ARC of Blackstone Valley, principal service organization, and certainly wish you all a happy new year. And, Ronor, a big thank you to you for your participation in this show, your articulation,
your
knowledge of all the areas that we cover on the show.
Well, it's fun. Every week we learn something. I think we do, and that's why I love having all these different guests.
This is an incredibly positive show, I have to tell you.
Well, he wants to come back. He's been promoting it since he walked in the door.
He's coming back with the artist.
Two other shows that we're going to do eventually.
We'll love to have this. This is goodness.
Well, thank you again. And right now, our favorite song is being played, What a Wonderful World. That's Louis Armstrong that does it best. He sings the song. And what a wonderful world it is because of people like yourself that join us here today. Doing what you can to provide the knowledge, the experience, the artistic talent for those with challenges. A special condolence goes out to the family of Norm Sauté from the Rotary Club of Cumberland, Lincoln, Rhode Island. Rona and I send our best to Ann Brown, his significant other. And we also want to thank the Navigant Credit Union for their support during the past 3 or 4 years. They have been absolutely wonderful.
That's right.
So I say to each and every one of you out there that are listening to this show today, go forth to serve. Do it with a smile on your face. And if you're going to do something to help someone out, or if you're going to do something good for someone else, do it with the dignity that it deserves. Have a good weekend. And New England Patriots, win that first game of your playoff competition, whether it rains or whether it snows.
See you next week.